And a very happy Monday morning, everybody. Monday, December 12, 2022 is the Best at Sea Cruise and Travel News Update podcast brought to you by The Snoot Factory, www.thesnootfactory.com, your home for Made in USA clothing to keep your pooches, your puppies warm. Tom Drake, and I am in St. Bart's today, St. Bartholomew. It is an island in the Caribbean where the very rich and the very hoity-toity and the celebrities and the Leo DiCaprio and Jimmy Buffett and all the Sting, and is he still alive? This is where they hang out. And when the guests come here, we tender here. That means we don't have a dock that we can pull up to. They don't want a dock in St. Bart's. They don't want us even tendering in, to be honest with you. And the guests can't wait to go ashore to see if they meet a celebrity. What they end up meeting is restaurants with a very expensive prices for a cup of coffee, because it is, after all, St. Bart's. It is a beautiful day, Chamber of Commerce Day. There are yachts everywhere, calm seas, blue skies. I'm rubbing it in for all of you people in the Northeast and Canada and the UK that are freezing your tuchus off. We're having a good time here in the Caribbean. The beginning of a 10-day cruise that ends up back in Barbados. Before I get to the update today, you know, as a comedian on ships, been doing it forever, as I've mentioned many times, probably too many times, I'm always looking for new material to put in the act, because we have a lot of the same guests, loyal guests. They've seen me a bunch of times. A couple of cruises ago, I noticed, I go up every morning early to the Terraces Cafe. It is a beautiful spot. It's not the buffet. We don't have a buffet here. We have the Terraces Cafe. And everybody there serves the guests. They are behind the counters. They serve you. You're not allowed to touch the utensils. You can't pick anything up. And you ask for whatever you want. And I go up to get my wife her breakfast. My wife works on board. She's the cruise director. She's my boss on land and on the ship. I'm stuck. I go up, I get fresh fruit, milk, yogurt. So I go up a couple cruises ago, and I said to the young man, I'll take strawberries and raspberries and blackberries. And as I'm doing that, there's the same setup next to me with fresh fruit, because it's a busy place. And there's a gentleman, and he said, I'll take some strawberries and some raspberries. And then he said, and I'll take four prunes. And he had the amount right, four. He didn't ask for 10 raspberries, but he asked for four prunes. And I'm thinking, he knows how many prunes it takes to keep the whole operation, you know, operating properly. You know, the drive train going straight and the timing chain stuck on a sprocket. I don't think much about it. The next day I'm up and I'm getting the fruit and the milk and the yogurt, and there's a lady next to me, and she ordered some raspberries and blueberries and said, I'll take six prunes. I'm like, wow, six, she's got an issue, right? But I don't. So I decided to put it in the act, and I'm making fun of the fact that everybody knows exactly how many prunes it takes to keep the whole system up to speed. This morning, we have guests that are on back-to-back 22-day cruise. They're here. There's 219 that are with us for 22 days, and I'm up there this morning getting fresh fruit, and there's a guy next to me. He said, I'll take raspberries and strawberries, and then he points at the prunes and said, I'll take four of those. Well, the guy behind the counter didn't understand me. He goes, blackberries? He goes, no, four of those, pointing at the prunes. And the guy still doesn't get it. He goes, pears? You want pears? He goes, no, four of those. Finally, the guy gets so frustrated. He goes, I'll take four prunes. And he says it so loud, everybody stops and looks at him. And I looked at him and said, could be worse. You could need 10 of them. That happened last cruise. The guy asked for 10 prunes. Everybody stopped and said, the poor man. They were offering him, like, home remedies, all kinds of situations. Try the brand. That's a new bit going in the act. I hope it works. Let's get to the update. Let's start with Royal Caribbean. Royal Caribbean delivered, has another monster ship. It's out, it's sailing, but they christened it over the weekend in Miami. And you know, you can't just christen the ship, like break a bottle and have a glass of champagne, everybody go home. It's got to be a spectacular operation. So they had a Junkanoo parade. Confess, I didn't know what a Junkanoo was. A Junkanoo parade started in the Bahamas and Eastern Caribbean, and they dress up, you know, headdress, the whole gear, costumes and stuff. But they do it in the Bahamas. They start at 1 in the morning. Maybe they don't want to block traffic during the tourist time, but they start at 1 o'clock. By 1 o'clock in the morning, you've had enough junk and you're new. You are... If you stay up to 1 o'clock to walk down the street dressed up as some, you know, whatever, god of the water or some, and the parade goes for 5 hours, from 1 until 6. That must be some place when you go out for breakfast and you just want to have a couple eggs and you sit next to a guy in full gear, hammered from a Junkanoo parade, but... They had theirs in the afternoon. They also had high divers and they had bagpipers. And they pulled out all the stops. And the christening was held in the Aqua Theater. It's on the aft of the ship, outdoors. These ships are unbelievable. Disney and Universal are going to have to pay attention here, because Disney just jacked their prices up again. You can go on the Wonder of the Seas, the new Icon coming out, these big ships, and the kids are happy for 7 days. There's so much for them to do. Plus, they have their room there, and they have their food there, they have activities there. I mean, Disney probably should have thought twice before they yacked their, because if you don't understand, cruising is such a great value right now. If you have a family, you can go on these big ships, and you can put them into a kids program, and you can go to the casino. Anyway, they christened it. I mentioned this in the previous update. The person that was the godmother, normally godmothers, godfathers are people with a big social media following. In this case, it was a woman named Marie McCrae, and she was chosen to be the godmother because she was considered a wonder mom. And it is really, really an unbelievable story. Her husband, they were married, and then he became seriously disabled. Then he got cancer. And as she was helping him battle cancer, she had to raise the 3 kids, and then she got cancer. So she was battling cancer. She lost her husband. She still raised the 3 kids. And she was chosen out of 16,000 nominations on a TikTok contest. Her daughter, Allie, sent it in. And to watch the video of this christening, to see this woman who was just kind of plucked by Royal Caribbean out of nowhere and brought on, she's very special. She received first class airfare. She was in the biggest suite on the ship. And she hung out with everybody from Royal Caribbean, Michael Bailey, the president. Richard Fain was there. Jason Liberty, who's the big boss over all of it. Very cool thing to do. Very cool by Royal Caribbean. And now as the godmother, she can sail that ship, the Wonder of the Seas, for the rest of her life, no charge. That's one of the perks of getting to be a godmother. I think Royal Caribbean did a great job. If you watch my little tip video tease, you know I said it's not always going to be negative around here. When I think someone's really done something great, and that was pretty great. Now, you know, I always talk about new ships being built and new ships not coming out on time. Last week, I mentioned that Oceania had announced that the Vista would be done 1 week early, so they put another cruise in. Carnival announced on Friday that the Carnival Jubilee will be delayed, and they've had to cancel the first 6 cruises of the Carnival Jubilee. It's supposed to come out at the end of 2023, now December of next year, 2023, and it was sold out already. Carnival people are very loyal to the brand, and the Carnival Jubilee is another one of those monsters. It's another one like the Mardi Gras. It has the Bolt. The Bolt is the ultimate roller coaster. This is a roller coaster at sea, and it's called the Bolt. The first time I read about it, I said, all I want to know is, did you tighten the bolts? I don't do roller coasters on land. I don't really want to do them on a ship doing 17 knots and bumpy seas. Hang on. There you go. Anyway, if you were booked on the Carnival Jubilee, check with your travel planner, because it's not coming out. And Christine Duffy said, it's very disappointing news, but supply chain issues, labor issues, and this wasn't Fincantieri for a change. This was being built in Germany by Meyer Werft, and those Germans are pretty good, but you know what? They're late. There you go. I talk a lot about sustainability. If you're new to the podcast, the cruise industry is desperately trying to fix the environment and all the damages that has been done quickly. So they've guaranteed by 2050 they'll be net zero carbon emissions, and they're looking at all kinds of fuels, new fuel, instead of bunker fuel, which spews out this, you know, black smoke and stuff like that. So the AIDA Prima, which is part of the Carnival Corporation, AIDA, it's a German ship, they announced that they took on 140 metric tons of 100% biofuel, and it's working. So they're operating the ship using they got it from a company called Good Fuels. It makes sense. Would you name your company Bad Fuels? Yeah, or Almost Good Fuels? It's not bad. This is decent fuels. No, I'm surprised it's not called Unbelievably Great Fuels, but they just went with Good. Anyway, the CEO of Good Fuels said that the bio bunkering with AIDA is another big step forward on the cruise sector's decarbonization pathway, because, you know, anybody that works in the corporate part of the world, they have to have bigger names. In other words, this crap is less deadly than the last crap, but that's what we would say from Jersey. But he said, of course, it's another step forward in the cruise sector's decarbonization pathway. AIDA Prima, it's somewhere in Europe right now, and I didn't know this, and I love saying this, I didn't know this, but this sustainable biofuel is derived from feedstocks that are certified as 100% 5% waste or residue. That includes used cooking oil, tallow, and animal waste fats. That's what they're using to drive the ship forward. And instead of that black smoke coming out of the stack that you get with bunker fuel, you just go, anybody smell a chicken? That smells like chicken. I'm hungry. Where's that chicken smell coming from? Anyway, back to Royal Caribbean. You know, I just mentioned the Wonder of the Seas was christened in Miami. Well, their next biggest mother, the Icon of the Seas, was floated out on Friday in Germany at the, Finland, at the Meyer Turku shipyard. This thing is absolutely unbelievably huge. It will weigh, it weighs now 250,800 gross tons and has 20 total decks. To put it in perspective, I am on the Oceana Serena. This ship is 30,000 tons. And in fact, without the chairs, it's only about 20,000 tons because our chairs weigh 10,000 tons. It's 30,000 tons. And it carries 684 guests if it was full of kids, which we don't like. The new one, Icon of the Seas, is 250,800 tons, and it's somewhere around 5,800 guests. But they do it really well. I've never sailed the ship, I can be honest with you. The biggest ship I was ever on was the Voyager of the Seas. Explorer of the Seas. They break it up into neighborhoods now. You know, like the older ones had like a Central Park, and just like it was just like the one in New York, except on the ship the mugging occurs there as opposed to Central Park in New York. But on the new one they have the Aquadome, Central Park, Chill Island, Royal Promenade, Surfside, Thriller. They have all these neighborhoods, and the way they break it up, I am told, it doesn't feel that crowded. Anyway, the Icon of the Seas will be finished up at the end of 2023. It'll sail in 2024, and it will be sailing Miami year-round. It is an LNG ship, liquid natural gas. So by then, Miami's going to have to be able to supply that. Right now, liquid natural gas is only available in Jacksonville or in Port Canaveral. So that's something that's going to have to be worked on, and I'm sure they're working on it now. So congratulations to Royal Caribbean on another monster. I saw this. This is not cruise-related. It's just travel-related. But Boeing announced that they've rolled out the last 747 jumbo jet out of their factory in Washington State. I always liked the 747s, you know. I used to tell the story about it with when Barack Obama was our president and the Prime Minister of England came to visit. We gave him as a gift, it wasn't Tony Blair, I can't remember, 25 movies from Blockbuster back in those days. And that's because, you know, our president flies a 747. There's a four big jets in that mother. The Prime Minister of Great Britain flies a chartered 777 from British Airways. They don't even give that guy four engines. He only gets two engines to come across the pond. And we gave him those movies because if you've ever flown BA, you know the movies aren't all that good. But the new 747 jumbo jet they delivered now, it will be a cargo plane. It's not a passenger plane because everybody now has adopted the Airbus A350 or the Airbus A330 or the 777 two engines. They're not running with four engines anymore. They found out they can move a lot of people with two engines and not four engines. I kind of like that four engine. That was felt good. You're going a long trip, 14 hours, 16 hours. I'm going to have to do that. I broke it up. I'll be flying from JFK to Heathrow and then a layover and then Heathrow to Mumbai. But I could have flown it 14, 18 hours from JFK, but not two engines. I like that four engine thing. And I saw this. Wow, I saw this. And again, stupidity reigns in my podcast. Delta has resumed service to Cuba beginning next April. I didn't even know we could go to Cuba. I thought we were not allowed in Cuba anymore. Then I find out the federal government will let you go. The United States government will let you go to Cuba. There's 12 categories of authorized travel to Cuba. The first thing is a family visit, official business of the U.S. government, certain intergovernmental organizations, journalistic activity, professional research and professional meetings, educational activities, religious activities, public performances, clinics, workshops, athletic and other competitions, and exhibitions of support for the Cuban people, humanitarian, good things, activities of private foundations. There's all kinds of reasons you can go there, other than you can't go on a cruise and enjoy yourself. You have to get a group together and pretend you're bringing them some, you know, sandwiches and tell them it's humanitarian. Then you go to visit Cuba. I've been there, and I'm very lucky. I've been there just, you know, in the last 5 years, pre-pandemic. It was interesting. I've said this before in the update. I was there, and they have all the old cars, and they're in perfect condition. I mean, they're in so much better condition than their homes. And the guy wanted me to take a ride in a 1953 Pontiac, and I told him, I'll be honest with you, sir, I was born in 1953, and I'm not going to ride in anything that looks better than I do at the moment. And he left, and then he went to the next sucker. All right, that's today's update. Let me look and see what time we're at. Oh, we're perfect. We're at 15 minutes and change. I need to keep it at 15. Once again, thanks for listening. I hope it's enjoyable to some people. I try to put a little more humor in it today. I appreciate the subscriptions. More came in over the weekend. You can easily subscribe to this by just going to bestofcradio.com, hit the subscribe button, put in your email address, and I will send you a link once a day, and you just click on the link, and you can listen to this podcast. Included in the link will be the stories that I am talking about. So if you're not interested in any of the stories, you don't have to listen. But if you see one you're interested in, click on it. If you see a bunch of them, click on it. If you're having a good time listening to this, please share it to people that you like. If you think this sucks, send it to people you don't like. It's easy. You know, we spread it out. I appreciate it. I'm having a good time doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. Try to build up a following. And as I've said many times, one day I'll be able to make maybe $6, $8. Maybe even $10 could be very good. I could make a few bucks out of this. Have a great Monday. I'm going to finish this up and probably go ashore and buy a Christmas ornament for $52. Have a good day.